Hey, we've got a special guest on the line with us right now. We've talked to him many times before. He's had great, great, great success at Rock Valley College as a softball coach, but he's also just recently been promoted to the athletic director as well. But we're talking basically softball today because the Rock Valley College women's softball team just got back from a weekend tournament that kicks off their 2019 season. He is Darren Monroe. Darren, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. We actually are not back yet. There's a snowstorm here in Austin, Minnesota, with massive blowing snow. So all the roads that would get us back to Rockford are still closed.
I was going to ask if you're back yet, because you know, I didn't check the weather, but it's just been, the farther north you go, the worse it gets. It seems like day to daily here around here.
Yep. Yeah, we're still sitting at our hotel here, just waiting for the roads to come back open so we can make the trip back to Rockford today.
Well, talk a little about this first trip. I mean, most people assume, or usually with colleges, you head south. Well, you guys are able to play indoors by heading north. So talk a little about this tournament and how you guys did.
Yeah, we opened up here in Austin, Minnesota. There's a dome. We played two games against Nyack Community College. And then we also played Kirkwood Community College, which is a top 10 Division II team, and finished up with Ellsworth yesterday. Struggled a little bit out of the gate. We're sitting 1-3 overall right now. We lost 2 1-run ball games to Nyack. We were in a 4-4 ball game in the sixth inning with Kirkwood. We were right there with a high powered Division II program, and had a few miscues that ended up having 5 runs and taking us out of the ball game. So, but the score was the game was a lot closer than what the score was. And then we finished up yesterday beating Ellsworth 5-2. So, dome plays a factor. We had a lot of outs that when the ball hits the ceiling, it's an automatic out, which, you know, when you're outside, you never know what can happen with those balls. Mm-hmm. But it's not happy with our record, but that's why we came here. We got an opportunity to play. We're going to be more well-prepared now going into next week's tournament.
Do you usually play these kind of indoor tournaments, or in the past have you gone south?
Both.
Okay.
This is the earliest we've ever opened up. I've constantly been looking for places that we could go that are within reason. We've always had the N4C Dome tournament in Rosemont the first weekend in March, and I've been looking for that opportunity like we did this weekend to play in February. So we'll continue that. We usually play inside the dome for two straight weekends, and then we head south. So we got some games in. That's the big thing.
And you got Rosemont this week starting on Saturday, correct? Or Friday?
Friday,
yep. Okay.
In Friday, we start with our conference schedule. That's why this weekend was so important for us to get out there and get some games under our belt. You know, regardless of the record doesn't matter to us. It's about getting opportunity to develop. And we're a young team right now. A lot of freshmen that put on the uniform for the first time this weekend that have a better understanding what college softball is all about.
Well, for those that don't know, I mean, we're talking to the best of the best here in Rock Valley College under Darren. They've won 5 national championships in his 8 years with the program. So, I mean, you guys have set that bar awfully high, and you got to keep living up to it. So talk a little bit about this year's team. You said you got a lot of freshmen. Kind of give me a rundown of some of the talent. And a lot of it's homegrown, at least area-grown talent. So talk a little bit about the team and who you have on this year's squad.
Yeah, you know, obviously with my recruiting philosophy, as I've told you guys, it's about finding the best local kids and making them stay home. And that's what we've done here for 8 years. And that's what makes it more prideful with the fact that we've won 5 national championships. We have done it with mostly Rockford kids or area Rockford kids. So this year's team, you know, returning, we've got 2 All-Americans in Courtney Furnett and Brianna Crown that are both Stillman Valley grads. We've got 3 starters in our lineup right now from Harlem that are all freshmen in Kirsten Fudge, Megan Johnson, and Mackenzie Lawrence that were all Nick 10 players last year. Our starting third baseman right now is Boylan Grand and Paige Webster. We've got 2 kids in the mix at second base, one being Oregon grad, Emily Perkins. And our outfield is kind of a mixture right now. We've got actually a Bloyd Turner kid that's kind of turning it on, and Trinity Fry. She was an All-Stater from Wisconsin just across the border last year. Then we've got a nice mix of other kids that are working their way in there as well.
And, of course, it all comes down to pitching. Talk about the pitching staff.
Yeah, we're a little banged up there right now. And, you know, that's been a little bit of our issue this weekend is we had to kind of ride 2 pitchers because our third kid that's usually in the mix. She's got a pinched nerve in her shoulder, and she'll be back next weekend, but more precautionary right now and making sure that we're thinking big picture. But we got a freshman from Wisconsin. She's actually from north of Madison in Caden Ehrenberg. And we've also got Brianna Crown back. Got another sophomore, Michaela Ninus, that's the one that's hurt. And then we've got another freshman that's just had some issues that she hasn't been able to practice a whole lot. So we're kind of getting her feet wet there too. And Haley Holt, and she's from Southern Illinois.
And of course, you're also missing, obviously, and Maddie Heacox is still going strong with the women's basketball team.
Yeah, you know, that's the other part. You know, we've got actually four kids that are playing basketball right now. That's the good and the bad of having two sport athletes, and that's the bad of having two sport athletes at Rock Valley College. Is most of the time, those two, especially if it's sharing with the basketball team, they're usually playing until the last final day of their season. You know, so we're usually 20 games in by the time we get our basketball girls back, and we're excited to have Abby Ponder and Maddie Heacox and Carson Nitz and Brianna Haight put on our uniform, but we're not too anxious that we don't want to see them win a national championship first.
Yeah, and it's been this way before. So I mean, you talked about how it's a matter of just kind of getting the girls ready and all that stuff early, and not about the one loss, because the one loss record is tainted by the situation of you're missing some of your best players.
Yeah, you know, and if you look at the history of our program, we've always played our best softball at the end of the year. And that's the key. You know, I'm as competitive as they come, and we're sitting here with a 1-3 record, and it's driving me crazy. But ultimately, it's about the big picture. We came here, we got reps in, you know, we got a better understanding of where we're at, so that now, you know, come back on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, we know what we got to work on, because we're going to be that much better. And then the following week, we're going to be that much better, and we just continue down that process. So, you know, we've never gone undefeated. We'll never go undefeated because of the schedule that we play. And it's all about just testing our kids and putting them in situation and finding out what works, what doesn't work, so we get the opportunity to come regional time and district time and national tournament time, that we got the kids out there that can help us win.
Where do you guys practice?
In the PEC.
Oh, okay. So you're in there all the time. Okay.
You know, we also go every Friday over to the State Line Fury's indoor facility in Roscoe. They got a fully turfed infield, and obviously there again, that's a great partnership that we've got with them. That Denny McKinney and Mike Marzalak allow us to come over there and get practice on turf and using real softballs and getting an opportunity to scrimmage, and so it's huge for us.
As you look at it, like you said, you've got the Rosemont indoor this weekend, and then after that, you're going down to Georgia for a Southern trip.
Yep.
And then you're at Osceola after that. So, and the first home game is not till, which rightfully so, the way the conditions look, it looks like it'll never melt. But your first home game is not till March 28th against Parkland doubleheader. So there's a ways away from playing on your home field and getting a regular outdoor experience in the North.
Yep. It's scheduling wise, it's all about just building up to that. You know, we want to get as many games as we can in late February and early March. And then by the time that we get home, you know, the goal is that we can spread out our games and not have to compact them back to back to back to back to back, especially at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you get pitchers that are worn down and players that are worn down. And, you know, we want to be fresh. So we're going to be tired at the beginning of the season so that we can be fresh by the end of it. So that's kind of the philosophy that I've had as a coach, is we'll play a lot and as much as we can early, and then we'll hopefully be able to spread our schedule enough late that we can get kids rested.
We're talking with Darren Monroe. He's the RVC softball coach, but also has the mantle of athletic director at RVC, took over for Misty Opat when Misty got the women's basketball coaching position at Chicago State. Kind of jumping on, put on your AD hat. How's that been going so far, kind of juggling these two jobs, and how has it affected your softball coaching when I've got this added responsibility to overlook all the athletic programs?
You know, it's different. You know, it's challenging at times, just because you're being pulled in a lot of different directions. Ultimately, I'm fortunate that I got a really good staff of head coaches. You know, the role of the AD is to just making sure that you're setting the standard of the department on what the expectations are, both academically, on the court or field, and in the community. And we got great head coaches here right now, so that makes my job easy. The other thing is I've also got two great assistant coaches that have helped on the softball side, Vivi Marquez and DJ Johnson, that have picked up a lot of the slack that maybe I've lost out on. Mm-hmm. The first couple months were a little chaotic because we were also hosting a national event with women's soccer. But it's gotten easier now as we've went along and I've gotten to know the job.
And are there, like, for instance, I know, like, athletic directors in high schools, they tend to have to be at, or at least choose to be at, like, all sporting events. I mean, obviously you can't if you're in Minnesota right now in the winter playing basketball and all that. But, I mean, is that more of a pull on you? You kind of have to be at different places and watch the other sports and other teams and all that?
You know, the thing is even when I was an athletic director, I was at everything anyway.
Okay.
You know, so that's not a change to me. It's, you know, it's a family culture here. You know, I don't go there because I think I have to be there. I go there because I want to be there, you know, and I think that's the reason. Hopefully that I'll be in a good AD is because I am supportive of our athletes regardless if I have to be there or not. You know, it's killing me that we got our men's and women's basketball team in the region championship tonight, and I'm stuck in Minnesota right now just grinding at the bit hoping that we're going to make it home. Hopefully that we're going to make it home because I want to be there and support Coach Ignoto and her team and Coach Sanquist and his team as they hopefully win the region championships together tonight. And I think that's only been done twice in the history of RVC where we've won both the men's and women's in the same year. So I'm hoping I get back for it.
Well, we hope you get back.
Obviously, the duty of softball coach was number one this weekend for me.
Sure, sure. We hope you do get back and get back soon and safely.